This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's right. Happy Monday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And I'm Reginald Attitude. That's Chris Partee in for the OG John Lopez.
What up?
And then we got Figgy Fig as usual on the ones and twos. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good. Oh, you talking to me. I'm feeling
good.
Look
at you. He was like,
I'm talking to everybody.
Am I allowed to talk to
you? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good.
Friday messed you up. I didn't talk to you for damn near the whole first segment. And now you're like, oh, I got a segment on.
Oh, he asking how I'm doing. He care about me.
He care about me today, right?
I care about you every day. I want to make that clear. I just wanted to check on you.
Make sure you made it through the weekend all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I made it pretty good.
Did you have to mow the lawn again? Did that take all weekend?
I actually did mow the lawn this weekend, man. I just did the backyard. So my goal is to make sure I keep it low all the time. I don't want to ever let it get high again.
Has Bajani heard your tale of trying to mow your lawn and taking multiple days in order to do so?
I don't think so. So pretty much,
I don't think he can hear you right now either.
Yeah. So long story less long, I had to mow the lawn for like 3 days because I got a trimmer and I let it get too high. And I just got this new trimmer for Father's Day and it only came with one battery. So the battery kept dying. So I had to put a pause on the grass, let it charge up, and then go at it again.
Or you got to get that gas lawnmower, man.
Yeah.
You got to get that gas
lawnmower. Yeah, see, I don't want... So I don't have a garage or anything, and I don't want the gas and all that stuff in the house.
Yeah.
So I just got something small. And plus, I have a smaller yard. So I just wanted to get some electric and just kind of get it out the way.
You want to go that route, get one of them robot lawnmowers, and it'll cut the grass for you while you're right here at work.
I'm about to look that up right now.
See, look at
man.
That. We're just making each other's lives better. That's all we do here.
Entrepreneurs here, man.
There you go.
Hey, that's what we do. We making new businesses around here. We starting it up around here.
Yeah. Making lives better, getting money. Hey, and today in the loop, especially in this first segment, let's talk about making lives better and getting money.
Oh, yeah.
As evidenced by the Rockets locking in another young piece. It is Jabari Smith Jr. And he should be here, unless, you know, things go awry, for another 5 years. A five-year extension, $122 million is what he gets. And weigh in on that and everything else. 713-572-4610 is the text line. Also, you can get involved with the program courtesy of the Mokarem Injury Lawyers live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and then also on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. But... I was very intrigued by this particular move, Chris. the idea that Jabari Smith Jr., who was one of the pieces that the Rockets decided that they absolutely did not want to move off of.
No.
But then them going and doing the additional thing of not just, you know, having him kind of projecting that he'll be in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
But then also signing him to this particular extension. What was your first thought when you saw that Jabari Smith Jr. was getting just a little, you know, 20-something million, 24 million thereabouts a year for the next 5 years?
I mean, it tells me that the Rockets are, like, they're serious. They are going for it. Even though they just brought in KD, obviously you bring in KD, that means, yeah, you see yourself within that championship window, but you also want to keep that young talent happy. You want to keep them in the mix, and this just shows me that they have plans to have Jabari Smith around for a while. I mean, like you said, unless something goes awry, the next 5+ years. Because I think he had, what, one more year left, right?
Yeah.
On the rookie deal. So, yeah. So, essentially 6 more years, really.
Right. And, I mean, it makes sense. You wanted to, you know, retain the service of Jabari Smith Jr. Tari Eason is one of those guys that I imagine, because both of them are extension eligible, I imagine Tari Eason now becomes the guy that you focus your attention on. For me, it was like, okay, that getting him done is, you know, with an extension was the understandable part. I think the money of it was very intriguing because it struck me very much like the extensions that you saw last year.
Yeah.
The Alperen Şengün.
Okay, yeah.
The Jalen Green extensions where they got a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
But if these guys, I mean, you hit it a little bit earlier than I imagined you needed to on some of these. And if these guys pan out in the way that you want, These would be deals. Like these would be almost steals. I don't know what the line of demarcation is in my brain between deal and steal.
Yeah.
I think we know there is a demarcation.
There's a line there.
You can get a deal that's not a steal, but you can't get a steal that's not a deal. You know what I mean? Well, I guess you could get a steal that's not a deal, but that'll get you locked up.
Wordsmithing over here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you understand the weirdness that's in my brain and make sure that we're all on the same level. But it does feel like this is a deal, especially when you look at like the contracts that are comparable. It very much feels like they tried to get in here relatively early, and I kind of love this as it's starting to develop as an MO for Rafael Stone and the Rockets.
It's a smart move because you just said something that jumped out to me. Get in early here. Not wait until he's in his last year to get that deal going, because sometimes you wait too long and the price, obviously, it goes up from there. So, no, this is a big move, smart move for the Rockets. And like you said, Tari Eason probably coming down the pipe here next at some point, because I believe, like you said, he's also eligible, extension eligible as well. So, no, great move for the Rockets. Keep this team together. You know, you just moved on from one of those young pieces in Jalen Green. Don't have to worry about that contract anymore. So, now this is a big move for the Rockets, man.
Does this at all, because in a moment I was kind of thinking about this, does this at all feel like a level of allowing or pushing Jabari Smith Jr. into that role? Maybe not specifically that role, but that kind of roster spot, for lack of a better term, that Jalen Green vacates by being traded away, right? Because it felt like when you made those extensions last year, you were making, in some ways, right? Because I talk about this, I subscribe to this idea that money serves as a proxy for respect. Especially in these leagues, right?
Definitely.
And I mean, and just in life, right?
Just in life.
Yeah, you go to work, you get paid a certain amount.
Exactly.
And if after a few years you ain't gotten a little bit of a pay raise, you're like, what y'all trying to say about
what
me?
We do? You're looking around like, all right, where my money at?
Yeah.
What we doing right now?
Do you not believe in me? Do you not like me? Do you not appreciate my work, right?
I know somebody down the street that values me more.
Exactly.
That's how it goes.
So I think that serves, money can serve as a proxy for respect at some points. And now you have a Jabari Smith Jr. sliding into, and it's not the same amount of money, mind you, on average annual value, but something kind of similar to what you had previously had with Jalen Green. And so in my thought, I was like, do you at all see this as a level of, like, I don't know if elevation is the right word, but a level of expectation that they have for Jabari and what he does in sliding in, maybe not alongside Alperen Şengün, but into that place where you now have to be a higher level of player in order for this team to be the contender that we want, in order for the pieces to fit right.
I think you're dead on right there, because when a player gets this type of, and you said elevation may not be the word, but I think it is, elevation, whether you want to call it elevation, promotion, whatever, I think we're going to see Jabari Smith move right back into the starting lineup here, because remember, he got hurt this past season. Amin Thompson stepped in and kind of just ran with it from there, and then Jabari was coming off the bench. Still getting his time in, but he was coming off the bench for most of the remainder of the regular season once he got back from injury. So I think you're going to see him step back into the starting lineup along with KD, along with Amin Thompson, along with Fred VanVleet, especially with Dylan Brooks being out of the picture right now. So somebody's got to go into those spots, and obviously Shingun starting at center. So, no, when you pay a guy this type of money, even if it's a steal or a deal, whatever you want to call it, you still expect them to step up and meet the moment, right, and meet their pay, basically, for a lack of a better term. So, no, they are going to expect more from Jabari Smith in this situation moving forward now, with this extension.
Yeah, for sure. And the question that I then have, because this comes in from the 832, on the text line, again, 713-572-4610. No max contract on the books for the Rockets. That's not true if you consider Kevin Durant coming in, obviously. But I understand what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And it proves that they have eyes because actually, I'll read this verbatim, Figgy, for your benefit. It proves they have eyes because Bari's stock rose up after the playoffs around the league. Now, I will get to like the actual idea of what's happening within that text. But I did want to stop and feel take a little bit of a victory lap and feel vindication, because Figgy, along with John Lopez, gave me a whole lot of guff last week for shortening Jabari Smith Jr.'s name to Bari in a text.
Oh, they didn't like
as,
that, huh?
As if I was the only one who did this.
No, look, I didn't give you a lot of pushback, but when he said he mentioned Tari and Bari.
Okay.
And that kind of threw me off. I'm like, Bari, Bari, Bari. And then I'm like, oh, Jabari Smith. Okay. But I'm fine with Bari.
I like the rhyme, though. It
threw me off for a minute. But that's kind of like
wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that's kind of like Nick Caserio using somebody's initials for their name.
LD?
LD. It was like, who is that?
Darius Henderson. Okay.
Gotcha.
That's a little tougher. Because sometimes people use initials, and I'm like, wait, who are they talking about?
Yeah. Especially in situations where we have not, like, established in the cultural zeitgeist that there's certain people, especially if you are good enough or if at your job or what have you, where you get to be, like, either, you know, the mononym, you get to have the one name, or you get to have, like, you get to own these initials. Other people have these initials, but you get to own them.
KD. Prime example.
We know exactly what you're talking about,
exactly.
Right? I feel like in sports, a lot of times we get some of these shortening stuff where I'm like, you're going to have to help me out. That one doesn't give me as much information as you think it does.
Yeah, Nick Caserio did this. I think he said something like, oh, yeah, you know, JP has been working his butt off. I'm like,
JP who?
Oh, Jared Patterson? Okay, Jared Patterson. He talked about Jared Patterson.
Because that could be Jalen Petrie as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who are we talking about?
Yeah, but the Bari thing just kind of threw me off for a sec, but I'm good with Bari.
Okay,
I like Bari.
Thank you. So it's just Lopez that was, okay, very good. Lopez was hating, very good.
He wasn't messing with it.
But, like, back to this text again that they said, it proves that they have eyes because Bari stock rose up after the playoffs around the league. And I do think that Jabari Smith Jr. did show his value, but I don't know. I guess I'll ask this as a question. Like, where are you on Jabari Smith Jr.? Because I think that very much he has continued to be, the upside here remains really interesting. However, and maybe this is unfair to go back to his draft stock because he's been in the league long enough where you just kind of figure out what he is right now. And basketball is really interesting that sometimes a guy can be drafted highly and then ultimately just be like, hey, a solid role player, right?
Yeah.
Top 10 pick and just, hey, that guy's a role player and that's fine. But Jabari Smith Jr. was a number 3 overall pick. And if you look at, as my Nigerians would say, his age mates, the people who he was drafted with, right? You're talking about Paolo Banchero. You're talking about Chet Holmgren, who are in those spaces, like who went 1-2 and then he went 3. How do you feel about him as it relates to like where he actually is right now? Yeah. Not necessarily the upside versus the contract that he was given, the extension really.
I mean, right now, honestly, I would, I guess, classify Jabari as a.
Don't say the B word.
What?
Don't do that. Where you got to say bust?
No. Hell
okay.
No.
Good.
No,
I don't know. No. It's been a question that's asked about him, and it feels
really
like.
Because he went number 3.
Yes. It was wild.
I can't call him a bust. I mean, because he's a contributing player.
Yes.
On a now definitely a championship contender.
Agreed.
So you can't call him a bust, right? Everybody's not going to come in. I don't think you can call.
I wouldn't call him a bust, but the idea of being a contributing player on a contender, I think there's more context. I'll take you back to the Warriors and when they went 22.
When you
got Andrew Wiggins, a former number 1 overall pick on max money playing as the 4th best player?
Yes, but how long had he been in the league at that point? I think there's a difference there.
Okay, fair.
How long has Jabari been in the league? What, four years now?
Correct, that is right.
So there's a difference. I'm always of the, my philosophy is, once a player usually gets to around between year 6, 7, 8, you kind of know who they are. Like, they're not going to... To me, I don't think players by year 7 and 8 take too many more leaps and bounds as far as even statistics. You don't see a guy in year 8 jump from 18 points a game usually to like 25. You don't see that. You see that in the years when they're actually developing and growing. Like you saw John Morant increase his points per game in the first 3 years by leaps and bounds.
And then he won a most improved player for where? What a disgusting.
Anyway. You're still salty over that. But what I'm saying.
That's not what a most improved player is for.
I totally understand you're saying. I get what you're saying there. But no, with Jabari Smith, he's still growing, in my opinion. Like right now, I guess you could call him a solid role player, but I still think there's room for him to grow into more of a role, like, you know, at some point to have a much bigger role. I think he could get up to somewhere around 18, 19 points a game at some point. Now, maybe not while KD is there. That's going to be tough because you still got Şengün. You got Amen Thompson.
Yeah.
You got Fred VanVleet, even though he's older, he's not averaging that many points anymore, but you still got guys in there that are going to take opportunities from him.
Well, I actually think that he might actually have more opportunities because as of right now, we'll talk more about this as we go along in the program, as today is welcome to the legal tampering period
for
the National Basketball Association.
We are there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we can talk to people. Now we can talk
legally.
To people.
Legally. But, I mean, where was I going ultimately? Oh, yeah. I think Jabari also, if you look at this team, how many like spot-up jump shooters do you have on this team right now?
Exactly.
And so it's not even just the idea that like the points that he can score is the ways that he can get it and what you need as a team. So it almost feels like to some degree, this contract was a level of like, hey, these are the expectations that we have for you. This is the role that we're seeing for you. And ultimately, I want to filter all this back into a level of respect for Rafael Stone because I think when you look at the Jalen Green contract, which obviously at the point where we're like, ooh, this is a little much, but you're kind of seeing the expectation of the growth that you see and a tradable contract, which you saw was indeed tradable and useful in getting Kevin Durant. Alperen Şengün, which locks him in at a place where now he's, you know, you have him for the next now 4 years under contract on something that's real reasonable, especially if he continues to be that all-star level player that he was and continues to develop even further. And then with Jabari, and you now add again another player who projects to become a bigger impact in you on your team for the contract that is similar to average annual value wise. Nick Claxton, Terry Rozier, John Collins. Do I need to continue? Like, I think that this is a very interesting way of going about it, especially in this new CBA era of the NBA where
all these aprons.
It used to be that in order to re-sign your young players, you kind of go even further and just kind of max them out if they have some level of. It feels like they've done a good job of balancing the pay number and the scale of it while still giving that a feeling of, hey, we're rewarding you for being a young, talented player that we see upside in, but also getting you locked in early enough at a number where we're not going to be having to play as much in those aprons where it gets prohibitive with the ways that the rules have been set up.
I mean, basically, you know, they've set the contracts up to where teams aren't going to be so hamstrung by these young players' contracts. For the most part, is that kind of what you're saying? Like, it doesn't hamstring the teams aren't as hamstrung, like being held back as much.
I think it projects to be that, especially with the way that Rafael Stone is going about giving these contracts. Because again, there's a number of young contracts, and that's one of the difficult parts about being a team that's drafting a lot of young talent and putting them all together is that in order to keep them together, the money is going to get prohibitive, especially once you start doling out big dollars. And they've managed to do a thing where they're doling out money that I think. Again, talking about money as proxy for respect, shows the respect that they have for these players while also cutting off just a little bit from what had previously been the case of like just, we're maxing you out or we're giving you just a crazy amount of money. Not going to those spaces, getting these guys paid, they feel respected, they're stepping into a bigger role, but also allowing there to be enough money to still navigate around because, again, the way that they did this, I fully expect the Tari Eason deal, extension to be coming, and it does feel soon. Like it'll be a relatively reasonable one as well. Which it feels like Rafael Stone, to make a long story less long, like it feels like Rafael Stone is maybe ahead of the curve on this current iteration of the CBA and how to build teams right now, which is what the NBA is trying to figure out all the way around.
And Stone definitely gets a lot of credit because being a GM in today's NBA, it's not tough. It's a crazy balancing act. To put these teams together and, like you said, keep them together. When you're drafting all this young talent, like OKC is going to find this out coming up pretty soon with all the young talent that they've drafted, similar to the Rockets here.
And the funny thing about that is the way that you do that as well is you continue to have draft picks to keep getting young talent, which the Rockets also do. Like, it feels like this – I'm interested to see if the Rockets and, of course, in some ways, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, are predecessors in some ways.
Yeah.
If these are the guys or the teams rather at the front lines of this is the MO of how to do things in the new modern NBA.
Well, let's say the Rockets go ahead and win a championship this coming season. Trust me, everyone's going to start copycatting them and OKC.
All right,
it's going to be the way.
We just hit the legal tampering pair, and you putting the Rockets in the championship. There's still some work to be done, but I like the enthusiasm.
I'm just throwing it out as an example.
I like the enthusiasm. Don't
just
get me wrong.
Throwing it out there as an example.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 from the 832 with Jalen Gaughan and KD being older. I think there are more opportunities. Very much so. And look, there's more things to talk about with the way that the Rockets are being built. We're just getting to what is free agency time now in the NBA. And there's definitely a lot of conversation, a lot of rumors going around. We'll talk about that as we keep going. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about the Astros. Another series win where they will get through the month of June without losing a series. Let's talk more about the weekend that was for the Astros next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to you. I'm Reginald Adetula. No John Lopez for the week. He's on vacation, so sitting in for today and tomorrow. Chris Partee.
Yep.
What's happening, man? Wearing the kid, the hat with the kid on it.
My boy King Griffey Jr., you know. Big fan, man. That was my dude growing up. Like him, Ken Griffey Jr. and Frank Thomas. Those were my guys.
Big Hurt
playing baseball. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Those dudes are not similar in play style.
No.
Was that like intentional of some sort? Like I like this style. I like this. All right. So
those are just the dudes that I gravitated towards.
Did you play baseball?
Yeah, I played some baseball growing up. Yeah.
Which one was the one that you were trying to be?
Probably both a little bit. I mean,
nah, no. Both. One is the answer.
Well, see, I never played center field, but I played left and right, and I played a little bit of first base. Okay. So
everybody tried to beat Ken Griffey, though, man.
Yeah, but you can't really beat Ken Griffey. I mean, like you could try to imitate it, but you can't really beat the kid. Yeah.
One of my favorite sneakers, by the way, too.
Oh yeah. Which, by the way, like it was so very rare that you got like some kicks that were not basketball shoes, like from a athlete that actually made a level of impact. Yeah. Like it just didn't happen.
No. Did he have the best baseball shoe?
Oh, by far.
I mean, I'm trying to think what would be the other one.
Because you had who was the guy? Damn, I'm blanking on his name now. But
well, Deion had different versions of a couple of his shoes. Deion Sanders, the Primes. Back in like the mid 90s when he was still playing baseball as well as football. He had, you know, for the different colorways for the teams he played with back in the day.
Yeah. All right.
But still, and I'm talking about the ones that had the strap over the front. Those Deion's. But still, Griffey was it for me.
Yeah, no. Griffey was it, man. I agree with you. All right. So let's talk about these Astros.
Astros.
The YouTube chat right now. Is like the conversation in there. It's Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about the Rockets. We're about to talk about the Astros. You know what they're talking about in there? Robot mowers.
Hey, what's going on with those robot mowers,
man? They're a little too pricey, man.
A little too pricey.
Yeah, I think I'd rather buy a car. Let's put it that way.
Well, Dan, you need a loan to get one, huh?
Yeah. For my little yard, man, I don't think it's worth it. And plus, I'm trying to turf it out, too.
So. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Astros win 2 out of 3 this weekend versus the Cubs. A very good offensive team, which we only saw in one day. Coming into this homestand, which they finished up yesterday. Of course, they're back on the road in Colorado tomorrow. But we're coming into this homestand, we were talking about it, myself and Lopez, the idea that this is going to be a little bit of a litmus test of sorts for the Astros. An Astros team that, look, to be fair, we've been setting up tests for them all year long, and they've been doing a damn good job of passing them despite...
They've been running right through them.
Yeah, for the most part. And creating new tests of their own, right?
Like, yeah.
Creating their own tests. Like, what... They feel like the person who is smacked and who's like, can I make a sandwich? With raisin bread? Like, that's what it feels like the Astros are. Like, can I score runs without my best hitter?
Of course we can.
Can we keep offenses down without three of our starting pitchers?
Of course we can.
And the answer is just yes, up and down. And they do it again, like 5 out of 6 of this homestand versus the Phillies and the Cubs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Phillies, in order just to display how good the Astros pitching was in that series and just in general, the Phillies go out and score 11 runs on the Saturday that they get out of Houston. They're like, hey, get us out of here. And let's get back to scoring against pitchers that are not going to hold us down. Like and 713-572-4610. What for you was like the most impressive part of the weekend? And if you want to stretch this back to the homestand, you can, because there's a number of things in my mind here, Chris, that I think you could go to. And we could start with the young cat, if the real one can stand up, Cam Smith, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was looking, Chris, I'm talking to Chris.
It's all good.
But the real Cam Smith, because that Aussie that played golf was not doing back-to-back homer things, yeah. Right? The Aussie that played golf did not take a 1-2 count? And then, like, work it deeper and then take it yard, right? Like, he is showing a level of maturity I didn't fully see early on in the season, but I don't think I expected was a reasonable expectation this early into his career. Like, he is such a delight to watch play.
Yeah.
And it's only getting better over the last like 15 days, where of course I was supposed to pull this up. And I'll pull it back up again now. But like, if you look at his splits, he has been cooking. Like, he has been frying up over the last like 15, 20 days. Last 14 days is what I'll give you. A 367 batting average. And a 1-1-1-0 like 1100 OPS basically.
Amazing.
Like, he has been so good of late. Like, he is locking in the middle of the summer here.
I think Cam Smith, I mean, and honestly, you can even go back further than the last, I guess, 3 weeks is what you pointed out. You can go back a little, even a couple weeks beyond that.
I mean, over the last month, 314 batting average, 877 OPS.
Yeah. Yeah. I think at this point, we're seeing that he's not only, I think he's exceeding expectations that anyone had for him coming in. I mean, because there was a lot, if you remember, there was a lot of hype coming in. You know, people were excited to see Cam Smith and see what he would do and see what he would be. I think we all had some level of hope, for one, and some level of, you know, okay, what can this kid do? Didn't start off the greatest, but I mean, we're only, what, I guess the third month into the 3 months into the season. So
in essence,
yeah. So what he's done over the last, I'd even go maybe the last 6 weeks, so last month and a half, is just shattered all expectation, and just showing that he belongs in the majors and he's here to stay. That's really what I'm seeing out of Cam Smith,
yeah,
Cam Smith
I was,
right now.
Of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Of course, like, with them being in town, right, the Cubs, the team that you traded him, that he was traded from.
Yeah.
The team that another guy who I found to be impressive, Isaac Paredes, was traded from. I was looking at it because I made the very bold and probably going to be wrong prediction that not only would Isaac Paredes outslug Kyle Tucker, that also Cam Smith would outslug him. I think that we're sitting at 17 homers apiece for Paredes and Tucker. And if memory serves me, 7 for Cam Smith.
Yeah.
However, the way it's been going of late, like I was like, hey, my take might have a little bit of
a little juice behind it.
Might have a little more juice.
It's not as crazy as it sounded from the beginning.
And that's
did you get flack for that too?
No. Okay. We were all on the hopium. We were all drinking a Kool-Aid. Okay. We were all irrationally confident. Like all of that was
irrationally.
Great. I mean, come on. Yeah. I was out here.
And this
like,
was during spring training too.
Okay,
so
yeah,
Cam
yeah.
was going off.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's right. He was. Yeah.
Cam Smith was less than a year away from playing college baseball, and I was like,
which
put him
crazy.
On the big league club to open.
He's ready to
start
go.
Start the season with Cam Smith. And like he's delivered. Like, so that has been wildly impressive in and of itself. And then bring back Isak Paredes, a dude who on a Sunday against Taillon, the pitcher for the Cubs in this game, who threw 107 pitches in his outing. I'm pretty sure that Paredes saw damn near a third of those pitches himself.
Goodness.
I think he had a 3.5 minute at bat to start. Like, did he lead off? I think he did, because this was Pena being out, which, yeah, that was not one of the impressive parts of the weekend. This dude is just like, he is everything and more that you could possibly ask for from a third baseman, in addition to playing a great third base, although he DH'd yesterday. So you have that as well. Framber Valdez, 6 scoreless yesterday. Of course, now it is worth noting that he also left that game with a few ducks on the pond that Brian Abreu came in and extinguished. But he continues to be phenomenal with his placement. Even in that game, I think the first 4 innings were nails, and then it kind of yeah. slipped up a little bit yeah. in the last couple, where his location started wavering on him
a little bit, yeah.
And then finally, bring back Brian Abreu, who like comes in for a 2-out stint. Like I said, putting out the fire that started up with Valdez at the back half of it, and then just coming out and dealing, looking entirely dominant. Like, this is the Astros team that did this against 2 of the better offensive teams that they were going to face off against in a homestand. And I don't know what else, I think I'm beyond the place where I don't have doubt for this Astros team anymore. There's reasons, don't get me wrong, I don't have doubt for them anymore.
So all doubt in your mind has been wiped clean, is what you're saying?
Yes, because also, the thing that we're doing on top of this is, and this comes in on the text line, scary part is doing this without Walker.
Yeah.
Or rather, Walker struggling, and then no Yordan. And you put those two guys in, and let's say you just get Yordan back, because maybe you have an argument to be made that Christian Walker, before, you know, he started up playing at this level relatively late in his career, and then maybe we started to see a little bit of a decline, and maybe this is the other side. I don't want to acquiesce to that yet, but, maybe. You just get Yordan back, and all of a sudden, this is even scarier of a proposition. This Astros team is a menace.
I mean, they're more than a menace right now. I mean, they're one of the best. One of the top 3 record in the league right now?
Yes.
Like the entire league, not
correct.
Just the American
in
league.
In all of the majors,
In all of the majors. I mean, and the way they're doing it without, one, you know, their power guy, one of their best hitters, and then two, without a lot of their pitching, whether it be starters or bullpen, it's just amazing what they've done. And I think personally that speaks to Joe Espada, the manager. Just the way they've overcome all this adversity when – After the slow start, I mean, did you really expect them after the way the season started to be at this point, at this, I guess, halfway through the season?
No.
To be a top 3 team in the entire majors?
If you had told me the circumstances that they'd be dealing with, that they would be dealing with a majority of their pitchers being out. And I mean, of course, it's understandable with Lance McCullers coming back on Saturday after another IL stint, right? Like, that maybe it was not going to be good. And boy, was it not good. We'll talk about that more later.
It was rough.
I don't want to focus on the negative here. But like, if you told me that, hey, you're going to miss all these starters for a significant amount of time, your big free agent acquisition would not be playing all that well. Yordan, a dude in the middle of your lineup, would not be playing at all, and that they would be this far, what is it, 15 games above 500 with a nice solid 6.5 game lead in the division, and like one of the best teams. I would not have called it. But the Astros are inevitable. And you know what? I'm very happy for it. And you know whose problem that is now? The Colorado bleeping Rockies. Starting not today, tomorrow. They got an off day. Someone said they have a lot of off days. They don't have a lot of off days. It's baseball, man. You got to have days off.
You got to have a day off here. I mean, they just came off a stint not too long ago where they played, 17 in 17 days?
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, they just came off
that
stint.
I think that was 13-13 in that instance. But before that, they had I mean, look.
I mean, it's baseball. Like, but you got to have a day off every now and then.
It is funny, though, that I typically, I always think of, like, Thursday as like, the typical baseball day off.
Off day.
They got a lot of Monday off days here for the Astros. But regardless.
I think when a season is 162 games long, you're going to take them whenever you can get them.
Gotta have it.
You're going to take them whenever.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day, inspired by a conversation I had with a friend of ours, Nick Russo, the Bull. What is your favorite sports quote? Go ahead, text him in, 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next. All right, question of the day, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. What's your favorite sports quote? Bonus points if it's one that you live by. Because this weekend, our friend Nick Russo of the Bull was, I think it's his birthday weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was having a good time, and then
happy birthday to Nick.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy belated Nick Russo. And when it comes to dates like that, they offer an opportunity to reflect. Mm. And I think one of the things he was doing was reflecting when he posted a sports quote that he said he lives by. And it is a quote by the one Marshawn Lynch, where I think most people know this one. It's one that's very fond to me. I think he shortened it to the portion that is most fun for me, but it was the one where he was talking to, I can't remember what actual interview it was.
Yeah.
I think it might have been like one of those CBS Saturday morning type interviews. And he was like, when you just run through somebody over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, they're not going to like that. And my favorite part about that is the journalist, is doing trying to elevate this. He was like, is there a deeper lesson there? And Marshawn goes, yeah, run through an MF or face. Then you don't have to worry about them no more. Like, he's like, that is the lesson. The lesson is there. And I just love that Nick Russo was like, that's how we do this. We just relentless work ethic, I guess, in order to speak to Swarm and D'Amico Ryan. Just keep attacking it. And eventually this is going to break.
Just run through their face.
And you know what? It works. Because I you can see it in defenders. You can see it in their eyes.
Oh, he meant that.
Like, ooh.
Marshawn meant that when he said it.
He's coming over here again.
He meant that. It does get old after a while. To continuously have to tackle this guy? Nah, it gets old. It'll get old.
And so with that, what is your favorite sports quote, particularly one that you live your life by, if you don't mind? But I have so many of them that I quote.
There's so many out there.
What are some of the ones that comes to you?
Well, I got a couple that just came like off the top of the head, but that are just like my favorites. And one of these, I use this sometimes, just, whether it's just in joking with friends or whatever it may be. Dennis Green. They are who we thought they were. That's right. Damn feet.
Now, if you want to crown them,
crown their ass.
But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
That's the part for me is we let them off the hook.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
But I mean, that it gets replayed so much. You see it in all these montages all the time. That's one of my favorites of all time.
It feels good that we actually live during that quote, too.
Yes. Yes.
I remember seeing it in real time.
I remember seeing it when it happened. Yes.
Yeah.
2002 or 3, whatever it was. Yeah. When he was with the Cardinals.
And wasn't that a preseason game?
You might be right.
It was.
You might be right about
Wait
that.
Wait a minute.
I think
it might not even be regular season.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It was something weird too. That maybe I might be thinking about something else, but I think it might have been a preseason. I can't remember.
I'm gonna have to dig into that a little bit. But either way, it was still amazing, and it still is to this day.
Someone's coming. Yes, it is. Because you felt him.
He
was sick. He was like, we shouldn't have lost to them bums. We knew exactly who we let him off the hook. You can say whatever you want about him. Nah, we shouldn't have beat him. Because there's a lot of times in sports and in life where you're like, look, they might have won, but we know.
And he was
he
was going off before that quote, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he let a couple BSs in there, too.
Unbelievable. All right, some other ones that are coming in on the text line and YouTube page. Kicks Rock says, the old Mike Gundy. I'm a man. I'm for it.
Why was I just thinking about that in my head? I was literally just thinking that in my head. I'm a man. I'm 40.
says it to his wife all
Come
the time.
Come at me. I'm a man.
Says it to his wife all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like we might be losing the context, but hey, do what you got to do there. Allen Iverson, we talking about practice, not a game. Not a game. Not the game I play and I love, I die for.
Practice.
We talking about practice.
We in here talking about practice.
That is legendary.
It is.
That is legendary.
And I always am fascinated by the actual, you know, circumstances that created it, where like there was a real pain. It actually does serve as a reminder for me that, hey, man, these are human beings. You probably need to like consider that more, because everybody's like, oh, you missed practice and trying to make it into like him being some level of nuisance when he was going through a rough time where like someone close to him had passed.
Yeah,
and
personal issues
all
going
that.
On.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just a reminder that, hey, man, these folks is real people. Some other things that are coming in on the text line. The great David Culley, the most important thing about football
is the football.
That's right. That's right. Look, you can't lose sight of what's important is the takeaway there. I feel like I'm a youth pastor. I'm trying to make it shake. Like, that was a dumb quote, but you know, if you really think about it, the most important thing is the football. You can't lose sight of the football. All right, so I'm going to hit you.
Love
with,
it.
I'm going to hit you in one of the shenanigans. This one I absolutely love, because I feel like the best quotes in all the sports come from baseball players. Like, obviously, you can go to Yogi Berra for some great ones that are comedic. But especially, like, baseball players of a certain era, like, 80s baseball, I feel like, was the best baseball for entertainment. I don't know if it was the best baseball for, like, actual play necessarily.
On the field, yeah.
But it was definitely the best for entertainment. Left fielder Mookie Wilson of the New York Mets at the point in time when he gives this quote. This quote is so fun to me, and I have to believe that he was on some drugs when he said it. And I read verbatim. When I'm in a slump, I comfort myself by saying, if I believe in dinosaurs, then somewhere they must be believing in me. And if they believe in me, then I can believe in me. Then I bust out.
Wow. He was definitely puffing the magic dragon or something, man. Maybe a little more than the magic dragon.
I'm like, I'm trying to get Joe Espada to pass this along to Christian Walker. Just Christian Walker, believe in dinosaurs, dog, because if you believe in them, they'll believe in you, and you can break out of this slump. Oh, like, we can make this shake.
That's a good one.
And you know what my
I like that one.
You know what my youth pastor takeaway is from that
What's
one?
That?
It just has to work. Like, whatever your method is, if it works, it works.
It works for you.
If it works for you, it works.
Goodness gracious.
Figgy, is there a sports quote that really does it for you?
Yeah, this is a weird one too, because I don't have any association with this team or head coach. But remember that time Kyle Shanahan was at the podium?
Oh my yes. God.
And he was talking, I think somebody might have asked him about somebody on the roster or something like that. And this is what he had to say right here.
I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday. So that goes for all of us.
I'm trying to remember. Come on, dog.
I don't know why. I think about that quote all the time. Every time, like, my wife asks me something, I don't even know if I'm going to be alive on Sunday. Let alone you asking me what I'm doing next week. I don't even know if I'm going to be alive during that
Talk
time.
Talk about evading a question.
Can you blame them, though? They were like, yo, is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be here? And I feel like, as the head coach of a team, and with there still being a possibility of you having to play Jimmy Garoppolo at some point, you like, man, I want to fire this joker into the sun, but I can't say that.
I can't say it.
Like, why would I say that?
You mean, you could say it, but you're not going to say it.
And that's why he decided, what's the best thing to do right now? Avoidance.
I don't even know if I'm going to be alive.
Existentialism, man. Like, sometimes you just got to take things to a place where it gets too deep for people to actually keep going with you.
And it's like, yeah, I'm just not going to ask no more questions.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done.
Have you ever had a friend that's done that takes, like, the conversation to a place where you're just like, you know what? I don't want to have the conversation anymore.
I think we all have friends like that. We all know someone or have known someone like that. It's like, you know what? I'm sorry that I even started this conversation. I'm sorry I even asked, man. Never mind.
Yeah. It'd be a fun little joke type of question.
Yeah.
And they get super serious and we'd be like, all right.
It's like, see, you done took it too far now, man. You took it too far.
Shout out to Guy Jean also making the mention that Andrew Whitworth, after losing the Super Bowl, said, we're all going to die anyway. Same idea. Shout out to Brock Osweiler for every interception has a story, which is true, but that's one of, you know what the bucket that falls into? Not the right messenger.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell us that, buddy.
You don't.
From the 2-8. Uh-huh. That's right. Again, wrong messenger. Various other ones coming in. Bum Phillips talking about Earl Campbell's inability to finish a 1 mile run. When it's first and a mile, I won't give it to him. Which is a great point. Right? Like, what does running a mile have to do with Earl Campbell? Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Like, he is crazy. How sweet it is one of those ones that comes in. May God have mercy upon my enemies, because I won't. Ocho he's like, I'm not, war is a sport, right? That's what Ocho is saying right there. Keep sending those in. Jim Moore, I'm just trying to win a game. Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Don't talk about playoffs?
Hey, here's another
good, one of my favorites right there.
Yeah, here's another good David Culley one right here.
That is true. Every season
we have a chance.
There are chances.
How many? I don't know.
To win playoff games.
Every time you step on the field, you do have a chance.
That is technically correct.
That is correct.
How many? I don't know.
I don't know.
No idea.
Keep sending your favorite sports quotes. We'll go through those as we continue in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where a big-time trade happened in the NFL. Does this make an AFC team stronger? Maybe even some level of contender? Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.